first there wasn't, and then there was. Before God, no one was. Once there was a village woman who longed for a child. She tried everything, praying, taking herbs, consuming raw tortoise eggs, and sprinkling water on newborn kittens. But nothing helped. Finally, she voyaged to a distant cemetery to visit an ancient stone lion, and there she rubbed her belly against its flank. When the lion trembled, the woman returned home, filled with hope that her greatest wish would be fulfilled. By the next moon, she had conceived her only child. From the day she was born, the girl was the light of her parents' eyes. Her father took her on mountain walks every week, treating her as if she were the son he always wanted. Her mother taught her to make dyes from orange safflowers, cochineal bugs, pomegranate rinds, and walnut shells, and to knot the dyed wool into rugs. Before long, the girl knew all her mother's designs and was deemed the best young knotter in her village. When the girl turned 14, her parents decided it was time for her to marry. To earn money for the dowry, her father worked hard in the fields, hoping for a large harvest. And her mother spun wool until her fingers grew rough, but neither brought in enough silver. The girl knew she could help by making a carpet for her dowry that would dazzle the eyes. Rather than using ordinary village reds and browns, it should glow turquoise like a summer sky. The girl begged Ibrahim, the dye maker, to reveal the secret of turquoise, and he told her to climb a hillock in search of a plant with jagged leaves, and then to search for something inside herself. She didn't know what he meant by that, but she gathered the leaves and boiled them into a dye, which was a dirty purple color. When her mother saw the liquid, she asked what the girl was doing. The girl replied in a halting voice, watching her mother's eyebrows form a dark, angry line across her forehead. "You went to Ibrahim's dye house alone?" "Bibi, please forgive me," the girl replied. "I left my reason with the goats this morning." When her father came home, her mother told him what the girl had done. "If people start talking, her chances of finding a husband are finished," she complained. "Why must she be so rash?" "Always has been," roared her father, and he chastised her for her error. The girl kept her head bent to her mending for the rest of that evening, not daring to meet her parents' eyes.